Blog Talk Radio.
Rhinestone Royals, this is your girl MC Taz, honey, and you are listening to From the Heart, usually with our boy Oliver, but you know I'm the one and only Miss MC Taz standing in for Mr. Oliver tonight, and we have an amazing show lined up for you guys tonight, so I'm so glad that y'all could stop by and come see what we, you know, put serving for dinner, you know, serving a little something up for the kids tonight, honey. We have an amazing show for you guys tonight. And we also need to thank, right quick before I get to that lineup of our show, we need to thank Southern Hospitality and Rainbow Radio, our wonderful, wonderful sponsors who you can find on Facebook and Instagram under Southern Hospitality Productions and Rainbow Radio. Go catch them and stay up with all Louisiana serving up, honey. Okay, so tonight, we have some very wonderful guests for you guys. We have AJ Mendez. Let me just put this disclaimer out. I do not know these drag performers personally, but I'm very excited to get to meet them and know all about them. I've seen the pictures. I've checked out the social medias, and they look fabulous. So if I mess up some names, just give me a break because I really – this is my first introduction as well. We also have Miss Euphoria Eclipse, honey. Yes, I'm all about the eclipse of the heart, girl. And we also have Mr. Victor Grimm on the show tonight. And like I said, you can find all of these lovely people on Facebook, and you can also follow Mr. Oliver Hart on Facebook as well. And just catch all of their journey and, you know, see how they are making drag shape for them and where they are from. And before we get into tonight's show, y'all, because Oliver got me on a baby, every time I host a show for Oliver, y'all know I always got to put my FYIs in it. But every time I host a show for Oliver, Oliver always has me on my P's and Q's, baby. And he's a great director, so I'm just going to come and give it to you, okay? He said we need to do a commercial break. We need to give the people a little bit of tune for a minute. So I'm going to give y'all some Miss Demi Lovato with a little sorry. I'm not sorry, because I'm not. And when we come back, honey, we are going to have the drag in the bag, baby. Get ready. We're going to cut up. Hold up. We're going to be right back, y'all. On From the Heart with Oliver, with your girl Pam.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage, can't have this, can't have it. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah. Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm not
You know what? We ain't even going to talk about it. We're not even going to discuss it because we got boys in the building. Y'all know how I feel. Well, maybe y'all don't know because this is Oliver's show and not my show. Which, right quick, let me plug it. You can catch my show every Monday from 9 to 11, honey. And I like the boys to come through, honey. I love some boys. I love some queens, too. You know, I'm a good pansexual, but I love when the boys come through, honey. So we got the boys in the building. So I want y'all to give it up and help me welcome Mr. I don't know if it's one or the other, but AJ Mendez.
How you doing, mamita? It's Menendez.
I had it right the first time. All right.
You did. You had it right the first time. Just think about the Menendez brothers, because that's how I actually got the name.
Wait, hold up. Back up and
okay. So let me explain this to you. I'm going to explain. AJ, I got AJ because I look like AJ McLean in drag.
Okay.
Look just like him. So my daughter gave me the name AJ. But when I started to compete on, like, the state and national levels, I decided I needed a last name, and I couldn't think of one. So I asked a friend of mine, and within 30 seconds, she was like, Menendez. And I put it together, you know, AJ Menendez, rolls off the tongue real nice. And then about 10 minutes later, it hit me, and I was like, as in the Menendez brothers? And she said, yeah. I was like, well, I got to be crazy. So it just sort of kind of stuck.
But wait, now that you're saying that boy, the man is, I'm going to say boy, my bad, but the man's name is McLean.
AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys.
I thought it came for Menendez. I thought that's
it is, but look, I got the name AJ because
you
I
look
just like AJ.
You do look like that man. No, but that's what I'm saying.
A couple of years into it, when I started to compete, I needed a last name, so Menendez, it rolled off the tongue real pretty, and it didn't matter that I was crazy.
Well, you know. All right, we all got a little touch of it in us somewhere.
I just tell people I'm heavily medicated. It's all right.
Okay. Well, AJ, let's get into this interview. Mr. Oliver has me, you know, getting all into your personals with.
Originally, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, but I've been in Florida for the past 13 or 14 years.
All our Brooklyn in the house, honey. And our friends in Brooklyn, Baklamo, one of our lovely, lovely LGBTQ affiliates in Brooklyn that we deal with. We love Brooklyn. Okay,
the only thing I miss is the food.
Oh, really? Just the
food? Yeah, that's the only thing I miss. Just the food. It's crazy up there now.
How long have you been doing drag?
I have been doing male drag for 10 years. But I did, I was a diva for 3 years prior.
You better come on. You better
Excuse
come
me?
On, diva.
I'm serious. I started out as a female performer.
That's awesome. I mean, hey, gotta do it. I understand that. I totally get that. So how long have you been doing male drag, you said?
I've been doing male drag for 10 years. This is my last year.
Oh, wow. Okay, and how did you get started?
They decided to do I used to be in the dressing room, like, watching all the boys get ready, and I was always fascinated with the transformation. But I was a girly girl, you know what I'm saying? And they did a turnabout show one night where I had to be a boy, and the challenge of it all fascinated the hell out of me, and I was off and running.
Well, that's awesome. How many titles do you have?
Whoo! Over the last 10 years that I've been doing this, I've got 11 of them under my belt.
Oh, wow.
But when I
That's
went
awesome.
And competed for Master, I decided that that was my last one.
I know that. So,
I was done.
You mentioned Master Male Illusionist. Talk a little bit about Master Male Illusionist. I really know nothing at all about this. Is like I've only heard this title like maybe two or three times. So tell me a little bit about the first
Master Male Illusionist competition was held in 2011, and what it is, it's not a pageant, it's a competition. Like, there is no formal wear, there's no onstage Q&A, they don't care what you look like in a tux. It's all about your illusion, your creativity, your talent. They want to see what you got, what you can do with it, and how well you can do it. And it's all about male illusion. Like, drag has evolved so much over the years, but this is strictly about illusion. And it's not just, it's a career title, which means that we never give it up. It becomes part of your name. You keep it for life. And it's a title, but it's also an attitude. You know, it's about brotherhood and professionalism and all of that.
You gonna come on, Mr. Master Male Illusionist, honey?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. There are six of us now.
Well, that's
that
awesome.
Hold the title.
Who are some of your drag idols?
Excuse me?
Who are some of your drag idols?
Gage Gatlin, who is the one who mentored me. Gunnar Gatlin, Apollo, my drag daddy Wolfie, Remington Steele, DC Campbell. There's a whole lot of them that I was fortunate enough to learn from over the years. And they're not only amazing on the stage, but they're amazing off the stage as well.
This whole, you know, I'm in the South. I'm deep in the South in Louisiana. And, you know, we've always had drag king, some kind of kings here and there, but never like the pageant type of illusion, you know, type of drag that is. That's kind of new to me. So, but I'm just getting into the world, and I'm seeing all of the gaps and, you know, all of these. It's like, okay, this is really good. I like this. Y'all working it out.
So unfortunately, male drag is still not as recognized as our beautiful counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but it is very, it hurts my heart when somebody, you know, will see me say, I never heard of that. it truly hurts my heart.
Okay.
But we have to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, but, you know, every time you touch someone and you introduce them, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay. I try.
Expanding the horizons, honey. They need it. I'm telling you, they do. Okay, so the last question Mr. Hart has for you is, what was your funnest or best moment in drag?
I have to say, honestly, it was the night that I got crowned Master Male Illusionist, because I did not do the competition for the sake of the competition. The crown and everything else came in second for me. For me, I wanted the opportunity to get crowned by the very person who mentored me. And I didn't think I had a snowball's chance in heck. But when I actually won it and he crowned me, for me, that was like it. I was like a little kid.
The pinnacle, baby. You have reached your Super Bowl MVP, and you are there.
Yeah, for me, that was it. That was definitely one of the high points.
Well,
I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do, and I'm going to keep doing it for at least another 4 weeks.
When do you give up Master Male Illusionist?
I don't give up the title. I'm retiring from the stage, but not for the December 8th in Kansas City.
And this is a one night
It's just a one night event, and it also happens to be my birthday, so it's about to get crazy.
Oh my gosh, you about to turn up for real?
We are. We're gonna have a blast. It's just for the one night, and I'm retiring from the stage, but I'm not retiring from the craft. I'm still going to be around to mentor, you know, up-and-coming entertainers and teach and do all of that. I just physically, I cannot do the stage thing anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, 10 years, look, that's a long run by any
ten
means.
10 years in drag is like 10 years in dog years.
Okay. And then Male Illusion, that's a lot, too, like. You're doing it for real. So, congratulations for all of your accomplishments. It was so wonderful meeting you. And I can hear your passion and you know, who you are, your personality, and your love for what you do. And I commend you. Happy early birthday. And anyone, I guess, that is looking to be the next Master Male Illusion, they could possibly reach out to you.
They can hit me up, and I'll teach them everything they need to know.
Okay, get some more information. And this is AJ Menendez, honey. So y'all,
she got it.
Mr. Menendez. I'm on it, boo. I got it for real, for real. But we appreciate you coming through from the heart. We send love to you and yours. And thank y'all so much, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, darling. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we are going to get into, you know, I got a little feel it right quick. And whenever we come back, we are going to have the diva in the building. Miss Euphoria Eclipse is going to be coming up to give me a little bit of hope. I want her to perform a girl. You know I'm a lesbian, too. Y'all know I'm all over the map, so just... I do the most all the time. But anyway, guys, we'll be right back. On From the Heart, Girl Pass.
To keep my hands on myself. It's 1986.
y'all. Welcome back to From the Heart with Oliver, but, you know, with me sitting in this evening. And y'all all do me a favor, honey. I'm going to put on my little lip gloss and my eyelashes right quick so I can cut up with the queen. Y'all do me a favor and help me welcome Miss Euphoria Eclipse.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hi. I'm doing great. How are you? I'm here. This is my worst feature about me is public speaking. Yay.
Oh, guess what, honey? You are with the sister girl on the phone, and we're going to have a sister girl old time. Just don't even worry about them baiting their drawers, just eating popcorn, girl. We're the entertainment. Don't worry about them, okay?
Yeah, no sweat.
Okay, well, Mr. Hart, you know, he keeps me on this very strict script. So I want to get into this interview with you. Miss Euphoria, where are you from? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was originally born in Gainesville, Florida, and I currently reside in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, this is North Carolina. How are you loving that?
I love it. You know, the mountains are beautiful. It's cold one day and hot the next, so you never know what you're gonna get.
Okay. How is the gay scene in this North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina overall as a state, I think like the gay scene's pretty good. It just depends on the city. Like in Asheville, we've got a couple different spots, but I think North Carolina collectively, like at least in the major cities, you're bound to have like two clubs, maybe three. So, I mean, it's pretty decent.
Well, that's awesome. I've never been.
I think North Carolina was like one of the, I don't want to speak for all systems, but it was definitely like the pageant state. Everybody's all about pageants. So.
Do you have any titles right now?
I don't have any currents, but I had four titles. And of which are no longer in my, you know, possession. I've already given them up.
But that's all right. You once always. What titles did you hold?
Well, I held a couple bar titles here in Asheville at Scandals Nightclub.
I like Scandals.
They used to have a parade or a festival. I mean, they pretty much should have called it the gay festival, but it was Belshare. It was a big, they shut down downtown. It was kind of like a mini Mardi Gras, if you would. But I won a pageant that was associated with that. And then the Halloween pageant that we had, which had a funny name at the time, which was called Miss Honey Boo.
Miss Honey Boo.
And then I went into a system that I don't believe this division itself is any longer, but it was Unlimited, and I did the Blue Ridge Unlimited Newcomer, and then I was North Carolina Unlimited at large. So.
All right. How long have you been doing drag?
Collectively, I'm going into my 11th year. I've been doing drag for 10. So I wasn't heavily into the pageant scene until probably about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
How did you get started in drag?
I got started off of a dare. we had a talent show, and I had an old friend of mine in town, and I was 18, new on the gay scene. I actually didn't come out to my mother, who's a lesbian, ironically. But I didn't come out to her until till I was 18, even though I'm sure she knew. But I went out to the gay bar, had met some friends, and then one of my old friends came in town and was like, "Hey, they're having this talent show. Why don't you just do drag? Like, you can do this and you can do that, so why not? Like, put some makeup on, put some heels on, and test your luck. And I was like, all right, whatever. So, and then I competed and ended up winning and then got my cast spot. But I've been I've been performing ever.
How did you do in that? Did you win?
I did.
Oh, come on, Miss Thing. Go on, snatch first places on them. Ew, okay.
It seems so long ago.
Right? 10 years seems like a lifetime ago to me, too. Who are your drag idols? Who do you look up to in drag?
When I started drag, I didn't necessarily have any idols because I was kind of like a blind eye going into it. But as I went into it, I had different idols for different things. There were always entertainers like Jacqueline St. James that were people that I talked to, like, for pageant help. I had a queen here who now resides in Vegas named Chyna, that helped me and kind of helped me build up my craft. There was a few local queens. I wasn't heavily into the pageant or the I'd say the quote unquote famous drag queen or just drag performers until later. I did always kind of look and hear about, like, Shay Shay LaRise, who's won I don't know how many titles, too many to count. And I actually have the most utmost respect for Sunny Delight out of Florida. She helped me when I ventured into my EOY moment in my life. So just a few.
Okay.
I mean,
I know, like, when I think that drag as a whole is just about, you know, a lot of people do support each other, and there's a lot of people that just they cheer for you, even though, you know, you always gonna have negative people here and there. But as a whole, I think that it is about the brotherhood and sisterhood and you know, all of that. We do help each other.
Yeah, I definitely one thing that I prided myself on when I started drag and when I was realizing the scene is that it's a very expensive lifestyle. And so I prided myself on being as much as I could self-sufficient and, like, teaching myself how to sew, taking, like, garments apart and learning how to put them back together. You know, I'm a hairdresser by day, so styling wigs and doing things like that.
You got a couple of bases covered, baby. You're doing good.
But and then I felt like once I learned some of it, that's when I started competing and things like that.
Well, that's awesome. What's your best moment that you've ever had in drag?
Oh, best moment. See, now you're gonna make me think. And I told you this has been a while. I would have to say the best moment that I can recall, like, off the top of my head, was probably going, not just one moment, but going and competing on, like, EOY's national stage and meeting performers that compete in that system, as well as this past year getting to go compete for US of A at large and getting to meet some of the iconic drag queens in the US of A system.
Shout out. Shout out to our Miss Louisiana U.S. of A. Lord, Miss Dexter, we love you, sis.
But
well,
it was just a different world for me.
Oh, I can understand, baby, because if you fresh going into something, like, and it's such a what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, this pageant is, and this is what they're looking for, and baby, when they know what it's about, they come with it, and if you're, like, not sure, you're just coming in, it could be like, bam, welcome.
It was definitely a wake-up call, like, oh, yeah, girl, you got to get your stuff together.
But that's all right. I know they were all your sisters was nice and helping you and whatever you needed.
Yeah, I had a good time, and I got to meet some new people, which was nice. So, and I'm excited to go back and try again.
I know that's right, honey. Well, I know it was fabulous meeting you tonight, Miss Euphoria, but before I let you go, do you have anything that's coming up, or do you have anything that we should let people know about that's going on with Miss Euphoria Eclipse, honey?
Well, right now all I'm doing is, like, you know, my shows at Scandals, and I do travel in some areas around in Tennessee as well as more in North Carolina, but I'm hopefully going to be trying to venture out farther than that. So if they follow me on Facebook, they're bound to see where I'll be, and maybe I'll be somewhere near them. So, and I'm sure I'll peek my head out at, you know, some of the King pageants, because I do support my brothers. That's one thing is you meet some queens that don't support the Kings, and you just wonder why. Why can't everybody be a family, so to speak? But
yeah, some queens don't support the Divas. I think that they're just starting to, give the Divas love and they need, because some Divas, like, they're drag queens. Like, they're patting and they're doing the whole nine.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And I've met some pretty amazing Divas, too. And I just have to say, at the end of the day, we're all entertainers, so I don't really like how everything is so divided. I mean, I do understand why, but as far as support goes, we shouldn't be divided. And that's always been my mentality. I'm always one that's willing to help if people want to contact me. So, doesn't matter if you're a king, a queen, a diva, a mister. I'm sure I can give you some helpful advice.
Yeah, whatever. We're entertainers, honey. Entertainers transcend, okay? And go through it
all. Yes, ma'am. That's what we're about.
All right. It was so nice meeting you, Miss Euphoria, going on in North Carolina and with her at her home bar, which is Scandals, right? And is that in Asheville as well?
Yes, Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, you're so fancy in Asheville, North Carolina. You don't have much of an accent from being from North Carolina.
No, that's because I'm from Florida, and my great grandmother was like, you're not going to sound like you're from the South, and you're not going to sound like you're from the North. You just have to enunciate.
Yeah, she was right. But you don't sound like you're from another place, but thank you so much. It was nice meeting you. We're going to let y'all go, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
It was great to meet you.
You're
welcome. Bye.
You too. Oh, Miss Euphoria was bomb. Baby was loving her. And she was all nervous like, man, honey. We're going to let y'all hear a little Maroon 5 with Lovers Do. And then we're going to be back with Mr. Victor Graham. So sit tight. I'm from the heart with Oliver.
Say now, baby. Hold my mind, don't play now, baby. Say now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, I'm lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, I'm a lucky nut, lucky nut, lucky nut.
Baby. for games? Are we too grown to play around? Young enough to change, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? Oh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 I've been wishing for you.
Ooh, ooh,
try to do what love is do.
Extremely supportive of each other's careers, and we're still friends.
I don't want to hand this all out. How y'all broke my heart in 2 seconds. Oh, that was cold. Y'all broke my
Sorry.
Heart.
Sorry.
Oh, I got to recover from this. Hold up. Oh. Okay, Victor, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? I mean, other than just having your heart broken.
I mean, I'm trying to get over it. You know, don't stop reminding me, okay? I'm trying to forget that part of my life because I was
Time
like, I'm loving Euphoria. Then I'm like, it's, and then it clicked, and I was like, damn it. And then you just shot me out the sky. Appreciate that. Not really, but, you know. I act like it didn't happen. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Victor Grimm. Where are you from? Give us a little bit.
I am also from Asheville, North Carolina, where I currently perform at Scandals Nightclub as well. And I've been performing for almost 6 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey. So Asheville be open. We got King. Oh my lord. Asheville, I like it. I'm liking Asheville. I'm gonna have to go check it out, honey.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm hearing something about a clothing line.
A clothing line. Well, I have promo shirts. I don't know about a clothing line.
I got a clothing line. This is what it say, clothing line. Okay, I'm just giving it as I receive it. Okay, so tell me about the promo shirt.
I just have my own promo t-shirts. They say Victor Grimm Couture on them.
If they come again and say what on them?
They say Victor Grimm Couture, which Couture is my drag family's name.
Oh, the House of Couture, honey. Yeah.
Yep, out of Atlanta.
Okay. So, where if people wanted to get these Victor Grimm Couture shirts, could they buy them somewhere, or it just
Yeah, if they just message me on Facebook or get in contact with me really on any social media platform, and just let me know, I'm selling them.
So if y'all want to have Victor Grimm Couture on y'all body,
yeah,
I'm just saying. Might be the only way, I'm just saying. So, do you have any titles?
I currently... Like, over my my time doing drag, I have achieved 5 titles, but I currently hold 2 active titles. I'm the current reigning Mr. Genesis out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm also Mr. Georgia US of AMI.
All right, Mr. Georgia US of AMI. Did you just get the US of A one, or are you going to be giving it up?
I did just get it. I got it back in September, and I'm on my way to Nationals at the end of March.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your first time doing US of A, or have you done it before?
This is actually my second time. I went for the first time last year, which was, it was amazing, but also very scary. A lot of work for my first time. Like, I had seen one US of A prelim prior to it, but I had never seen Nationals. I didn't know how it was run. Like, it was my first foot into the system. So it was very scary, but also very amazing.
Wow, oh my. So you're going to give it another go in March. What up, G?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so why did you want to start drag? What made you want to be a drag king?
I actually started doing drag in a weird roundabout way. I was friends with some burlesque performers, and they wanted, like, a masculine figure on the stage, and they asked me to do it. And I was terrified at the stage, always have been. But I did a few performances as basically backup, background for them. And then I was asked to perform as a drag king, just solo. And I actually started doing that to combat my social anxiety because I was so nervous to be in front of people. So I was like, why not just force yourself on stage until you stop being nervous? So
have you stopped?
Yeah, actually, it has helped me tremendously. Like, I can get on stage now without being nervous. I can talk to people in public without being shy and afraid. Like, drag has helped me so much. And I'm actually, because of drag, I'm going to school to be a public speaker for the LGBT community.
Oh, you better come on, Victor. Come on, Victor. We appreciate you. Come on. Thank you.
Well, doing my best.
We appreciate it. Okay. So what has been your funnest or your best moment in drag today?
I would say my best moment is back in June, I started my own all-drag king show, and it's called Kingdom, a Drag King Showcase, and it happens twice a month at Scandals in Asheville. But I think my best moment to date was the very first show we had. I didn't know how Asheville was going to receive my show, and I stepped out on stage to host for the first number, and we were over capacity in the building. It was completely packed full of people there to see drag kings, which drag kings have a rough time in Asheville. There's not a lot of places that book them or support them, so the fact that I stepped out on the stage and just the outpouring of support was amazing, and I definitely my best moment thus far.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. That it was a hard
thing.
Listen, to get the LGBTQ thing out to a drag event, if it's not like a RuPaul's Drag Race girl or something like that, like a local drag event, sometimes it's like pulling people's arts. Like,
oh, definitely.
you know, it's just, it's so much going on top of it's the gay bars, it's not what it is, and then on top of social media, and, you know, we don't meet at the bar like we used to, like, it is different, you know, things have changed so much, so for you to get a pack house, that is two thumbs up, congratulations, we wish you much, much, much success, and thank you for breaking my heart tonight. All at the same time. It was a lovely meeting. You know, I'm going to have to tell you, Corey, about she got me. She had got me in this, and she hadn't even told me about the blitz. That was supposed to be my friend. She did me wrong, girl. But anyway, thank you so much, Victor. It was wonderful to meet you. Y'all can go catch Victor Grimm on Facebook, social media outlets, and keep up with Kim, the Kingdom King event that happens twice a month at Scandals, and, you know, all things drag king. So thank you so much for coming on tonight. We appreciate you, sir, and we hope to hear from you and much more from Asheville in the near future.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Good luck at Nationals.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to get into a little DJ Khaled and Rihanna with some wild thoughts. And when I come back, I got a few things that Mr. Oliver wants me to, you know, whip it up for you guys. And then we are almost out of time, so I got to do this real quick. We're going to be right back, guys, with some wild thoughts.
Another one. We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in as much as like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can into things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Bust it, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I don't know about y'all, but I'll be having some wild thoughts sometimes. True, but, you know, another time, another place. That's that later. Oliver had me wanting me to do some. Oh, wait. I'm dropping everything. He wanted me to talk about some events. Wait. I was trying to get this up. Okay. He wanted me to talk about 15. But he don't have it written down. He let me have it. I was supposed to do some homework, I think, and I missed it. He let me have it. He let me have it right quick. What I can say that I know right now is that for the first time, they had a lot of elections this week. And for the first time, we have a couple of transgender candidates that have won. And I think a transgender woman won against the man who wrote the bathroom bill. And it's like, what the thing now, boom? Ain't nobody for all of that. Hey, we want to use the bathroom where we want to use the bathroom. Let the people pee and pee. And he also wanted me to tell y'all about some upcoming prelims for the Mr. US of A, the MI. Why am I saying it wrong? It's like, because I know his is Mr. Louisiana MI. I don't know which. He's just telling me some. Oh, no. They written down. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. November 10th is Mr. Texas. November 11th is Mr. Route 66. He got me all over. He got me sounding crazy as hell. I'm sorry. November 17th is Mr. Tennessee. And November 18th is Mr. Kentucky. Is there a Mr. Route 66? Well, there might be. But anyway, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 upcoming prelims. If you are trying to get your ticket to nationals, baby, you need to try to go, you know, catch Mr. Texas, Tennessee, Mr. Kentucky, you know. I ain't mad at y'all. I'm sure they're going to have a Mr. Louisiana somewhere up in there, possibly. But, yeah, I've had a great time with you guys tonight. Thank y'all so much for tuning in with me. I had a wonderful time with my guest, Mr. J. Menendez, who is Mr. Master Male Illusionist, honey. Also had a wonderful time with Miss Euphoria Eclipse. Baby, representing Asheville, North Carolina, something lovely. And also with Mr. Victor Grimm. Pleasure meeting you. I think he said he is Mr. Georgia, US of AMI. I had a wonderful time meeting all of these lovely drag contestants and entertainers. Entertainers. Y'all know I'm a little. It's the end of the night. I get, it's a lot. I had a lot of information tonight. But I love y'all guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to From the Heart with Tara tonight. You can catch me, like I said, every Monday on We Are Rainbow Radio. And follow us on social media and follow Mr. Oliver and our three wonderful guests. I'm going to let y'all get out of here with Logic and Alicia Cara. And y'all can catch next week Miss Aubrey Sinclair. She is Miss Gay Flores and Lee, US of A. And she will have her show next week. We'll catch her same time, same place. We out. See you guys.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. Who can relate?
been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. They think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me. No one's heroic in my life. Don't even matter. I know it. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you at? What's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low. I've been taking I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the